Okay, hi, my name is Fraser Allen. I studied in Copenhagen, Denmark for the fall 2019 semester. And my story is about the time I spent in London, specifically when I impulsively decided not to get on a plane back home at the conclusion of a class trip. So basically, each student, as a part of the program, they enroll in a core class. Usually it's affiliated with your major. So mine was strategic communications. And our class took a week-long study trip to London in the middle of the semester. And over the course of our week, my two friends, Catherine and Caroline and I, we loved the city so much. We kind of fell in love with all the activities we did, and we didn't want to leave. We spent 6 full days in London with our class.
Was it it was a mandatory trip that you had to go on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our whole class went on it. We had 2, and they were both mandatory. And so we had 6 full days there, and we saw so much of the city, and it was such a great experience. And at the thought of leaving, we kind of looked at each other. We were like, we are not ready to leave. The study trip ended on a Thursday, so we kind of had it in our mind that we wanted to stay for the weekend, even though our class had a pre-booked flight home. So the morning that our class was supposed to leave, we remember looking at the buses, and our whole class was packing up and on the bus, and we were the last ones. We kept going to the back of the line, in the back of the line, and we looked at our teacher, and we had our suitcases in our hands, and we were like, we can't get back on the plane. Is there anything we can do? And we kind of just asked her about it, and she was like, it's up to you guys. If you don't want to get back on the plane, you can stay a weekend. So we made the impulse decision to stay.
How did Copenhagen compare to London, in a sense? Were they similar at all or not at all?
Definitely similar. I would say London was a much bigger city. So when we got there's just so much more there. And it kind of had a sense it was a little more Americanized, but also a lot more foreign. There was just so many big landmarks.
Did you go towards the beginning of study abroad?
It was in the middle, I think October. So they planned it, right in the middle of the semester. So we watched our class, drove away, and then it kind of sunk in that we had no hotel, no place to stay, and we were just standing there on the side of the road in London, and we kind of had a minimal idea of where we were. It was a little comfortable, but definitely we were all, I would say, outside of our comfort zones for sure. And it was kind of in this moment that I realized how grateful I was, and we learned what it truly meant to be reliant on a foreign culture, how to be self-reliant, how to figure out a complicated situation. So I feel like this was a moment abroad that I will always remember, and kind of a big learning, my first learning experience abroad. I feel like
that's a big one. So the trip finished on Thursday, and then you stayed till Sunday?
Yeah, so our flight back was Sunday night.
That's pretty awesome.
It was cool.
That's pretty awesome.
We all don't regret it. We still talk about it to this day, me, Catherine, and Caroline. And yeah, basically it was kind of where I felt most engaged in a foreign culture.
Did you like being in Copenhagen? What was the language they spoke in Copenhagen? Was it nice going to London, being able to speak English with people?
Kind of, that part didn't change as much. The native language there is Danish, but everyone there has to speak English. They actually teach it in the schools there.
Oh, okay.
So there wasn't a language change at all. So that part was nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Kev.
No problem.